This is the November 23rd, 2010 open meeting of the Pacifica National Board. Our Secretary Afia Wangaza is not here at the moment. I will call the roll. Let's see. Well, we'll begin in Berkeley. Ram Agamir. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Andrea Turner. Joseph Wanzala.
Here.
Sean O'Brien. Leslie asked for an excused absence. She's working tonight. We'll handle that as soon as we finish taking the roll. Summer Reese. Rico Ross.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Alberto Loera.
I'm here.
Myself. Richard Uzzell.
Here.
Nia Bediako.
She's asking for excused also.
Okay. Kathy Davis.
Here.
Jennifer Jaeger.
Here.
Alex Steinberg. Alonzo Brown.
Here.
Campbell
here.
Johnson. I heard you, Alonzo. Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Kimmy Orendorf. Marcel Reed.
Here.
Jim Bennett. Sophia Wangaza. Okay, I count exactly 12. That's a quorum.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
You missed one or two members on the KPFA board.
No, I didn't. I called them all. They just weren't here.
Sharam? Did you call him?
Sharam Agamir,
yeah.
Andrea Turner.
He called him.
Oh, okay. Oh, is Sharam here?
No, he's not.
No.
Oh, okay.
We'll be here, though.
Okay. So, we had two excused absences. Leslie contacted me. She's working tonight. Is there any objection to excusing her absence? Hearing none, we'll mark that as an excused absence. Campbell, you heard from Nia. Would you tell us what's happening?
Yes, and she also had indicated when the questionnaire went out in regard to preferred dates that she would not be able to make it tonight.
Okay.
And also, I sent an email to you a few minutes ago in regard to this.
Is there any objection to excusing Nia's absence? Okay, hearing none, those are both.
Any objections to what? Excusing Nia?
Excusing Nia's absence, yes.
No.
Okay. The next item is, yes?
Somebody just joined us.
Who's that just joined us? Okay, well, we'll find out. The next item is the approval of the minutes.
Approval of the minutes or the agenda?
I'm sorry, the approval of the agenda.
I have a question.
Yes?
Right after the motion that I made about restricted membership was tabled, I mentioned that I wanted to leave it on the agenda so that I could move to bring it off the table. And then I sent you an email a couple days ago to remind you of the fact, and it's still not on there. I think it should be right where the other motion was, right there at unfinished business.
I didn't see either email, but the...
I can send you copies of it.
I understand you sent them. I didn't see them. We're going to be having a discussion of that, a legal opinion about that, in executive session. And I would prefer, since it was tabled in large part, at least some of the people expressed a need to hear from a lawyer about that, I would prefer to put that on the agenda in the next meeting after we've had a chance to have that discussion with our general counsel.
When is the next meeting going to be? When is the next meeting going to be?
Well, I don't know. Within 10 days, I would think, probably Friday after next.
Okay, I want it voted on because I think we need to do that before this term runs out.
Yeah, Sean's
Okay. It has to
be. That's okay. I'll wait and listen to what's
brought back from the table in any case. So a vote has to be made to bring it back from the table, or it can go back in on the new business, whichever. But in any case, it will be an opportunity to bring it up at the next meeting. And we will have one before, either by the end of November, which would be a week from today, or by the Friday after that.
The end of November?
The end of November is 7 days from now, so we'd have to meet again on a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
The other possibility is the following Friday, which would be my preference.
George, we can't hear you.
Yeah, somebody's cutting out that. Maybe you, George.
Can you hear me now? Okay. Okay. Any other questions about the agenda? Any other changes?
Yeah. Where's the criteria for membership that was on the last agenda? And by the way, two meetings ago, we decided to do a special meeting on the elections. Whatever happened to that?
Okay. The first question was just answered with Richard. Richard asked the same question.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you're breaking up.
If you
so
give
it's
me a moment,
you.
I'll answer the question. I've asked our general counsel to give a legal opinion about that, and that's scheduled for the executive session today. I would appreciate waiting until we hear that before we bring that back up on the floor.
And that's
the
criteria
question,
for membership, George? I just want to be clear. I'm confused
for
as to what you're
yes.
speaking to.
That's what I'm speaking to.
Thank you.
George?
Let me speak to the other question. We agreed to have a session, a whole meeting on the election, and that was canceled when the National Election Supervisor didn't show up for it. If people want, they can put it on in new business. We can schedule it again or whatever we like.
Point of order.
Yes.
Isn't that incorrect? Just because a person cancels doesn't mean that we just throw aside the special meeting. It should have at least went on the next agenda, shouldn't it?
It was on the agenda and was taken off the agenda with the approval of the board, so there's nothing further to be done about that. If you want to reintroduce it, it can be done for the next meeting.
With the approval of the board? I'm trying to remember when we approved such a thing.
At the last meeting.
I don't recall that, but, you know.
George,
yes.
If I may?
Yes.
This is Kathy.
Yes.
I'm a little bit confused about your discussion about open and closed meetings.
Yes.
Because when we had the discussion about qualifying or disqualifying memberships, at that time, I believe it was either voted or you insisted that it be an open session. And it sort of languished on the open session. It was supposed to be at the open session in New York, and then several times we didn't get to it, and now it's being put into the closed session. And my confusion is because I have a motion with relationship to that for disqualifying membership, as I stated that I would at that time. So I'm not understanding if this needs to be in closed session or why couldn't it be an open session.
I think our legal opinion from our general counsel needs to be in closed session, don't you?
What does that mean? Does that mean we can vote on these motions in closed session?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it depends on what the motion is. But I think before we bring it back into open session, we should have a discussion in closed session about the legal implications. And that's what's scheduled for today.
Right, but the motion that I have is being brought today.
You can bring it. You can bring it in new business, and it'll be on the agenda for next week.
Excuse me. Isn't it a point of order?
Yes.
It can be brought up right now today after the general counsel's report. It can be brought up as just a motion. Kathy should be able to be recognized, and it should be brought up under the general counsel's report.
I don't know what Kathy's motion is. As I said earlier, we can vote on things in closed session if it's appropriate to vote on them in closed session. And if that's Kathy's motion, it can be brought up and voted there.
Thank you.
If not, it can be on the open agenda for next week.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I move that Kathy's motion be added to this agenda.
Second.
It can go on new business. Is that your motion?
You know what?
George, the reason?
I'm sorry. That was a mistaken thing. Anything that's going to go on to this agenda has to be 7 days in advance. It can go in new business and it'll be on the next meeting, but it can't be taken up tonight.
Point of order?
Excuse me, can it be taken up on the chair?
I'm sorry, I heard a point of order. It was Kathy. Kathy?
Yes, because I'm interested in doing this in the proper order, and I'm needing to understand because the reason I don't see it as new business because it's in relationship to a discussion that we've already held several times that's been on the agenda longstanding that I brought up in the meeting during that discussion that I felt that there needed to be a motion that was more expansive and that covered several issues that were taken up in that discussion. So it's not actually new business. So
it's true. She did bring it up then.
So my question is,
and that's all who has the floor. Go ahead, Kathy.
Yeah, so my question is I consider this to be an important motion. I think that it does need to be discussed, but I don't want it to be languishing and as the original discussion was. So I would like to put it on the agenda, but I don't want it to be put into the agenda for the closed session and then be told we can't act on it because my understanding is that this needed to happen in open session.
My suggestion was that we hear the General Counsel's legal opinion about these issues before we vote on something in open session about them. To hear the General Counsel's legal opinion, it has to be done in closed session. I don't know what your motion is, Kathy. I can't say whether it is in fact appropriate for open session or not. If you think
well, I could tell you the name of it. I'm only presuming that it is because of the earlier position of this board. That we were prevented from making these votes in closed session. So that's why I would like for it to be on the open center session agenda, and then so that it would be dealt with and not be pushed aside. I can give you the name.
You want it dealt with tonight?
Well, I would like for it to be. I would like for it to be discussed because I think
point of order.
Point of order.
What's your point of order?
This is Richard. Point of order. My motion was that it be accepted tonight, and I also meant to say that I'm requesting that it be put on unfinished business for the reasons that she's given.
Point of order.
Sean?
Yeah, this is a draft agenda. And it's my understanding and the way we've operated for years is that anybody can bring a motion if the majority of the board wants to put a motion on an agenda before it's approved. It merely takes a majority vote.
That's not correct. The way we've been operating this entire year has been that if you want to put something on the agenda, you can do so at any time as long as you do it within 7 days.
Well, under Robert's Rules of Order, sir, isn't it?
Please let me finish for once, Sean. That is part of the bylaws. That is part of the bylaws changes.
It's in the bylaws. I've never seen in the bylaws. It's in Robert's Rules of Order, sir. It's not in the bylaws.
Would you please let me finish speaking once?
Well,
it is in the bylaws. It's in the bylaws.
George, please.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Not more.
All right, Sean, here's the deal, right? If you want the floor, you ask for the floor, okay? Please do not interrupt me as you just did. I'm about to finish speaking. You can then raise a point of order, ask for the floor in any way you wish, but you ask for the floor, not just take it. Would you please do that?
I do that. I was raising a point of order.
Yeah, okay. And I'm responding to your point of order, and I'm asking you to stay out of the conversation until you get back the floor. Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Okay, good. Then let me finish, please. It is clearly in the bylaws. It is clearly in the bylaws that we need to do this 7 days in advance. In fact, one of the bylaws changes that I hope we will consider today changes that so that we can do exactly what you want to do, which is simply to introduce something by a majority. As it stands, if you want to introduce something without having 7 days advance, it's a change of agenda and it requires two-thirds. That's the rules I've been making since the beginning of this year, and I'm going to intend to change them now.
Excuse me, point of order. The bylaws say when feasible, all right?
The bylaws are quite...
When you're done, may I have the floor again?
You may. Would you read the section, Sean, which says that, which says it's conditional whenever we please?
In the course of that point of order, or maybe another point of order, what it says in the bylaws is that notice is required 7 days in advance. It doesn't say anything about the agenda.
Thank you.
I'm
point
sorry.
Of order. Point of order is Bill.
Okay. Kathy?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Kathy, you asked for a point of order, or you just wanted to speak?
I guess it's a point of order. It is true that I prepared this motion to present today, and that I've written it today to present. But I did give notice at that last discussion that I
yes,
would be bringing
did.
This motion. So I yes. felt that while I hadn't had it prepared, I did give notice that I wanted to bring a motion that would cover some of the other issues that we discussed. So in keeping with that, I thought that it would be appropriate to bring it today. Not that I thought that it might be resolved necessarily today, but that it would be put on the agenda as as old business, referring back to our, I think it was like, I forget how long that discussion was.
I'm going to rule that that's correct.
Point of order, please.
I have a point of order before you, which is Bill, and then I have you, Campbell.
That's fine.
So, Bill,
I have a point of order too. This is Alex.
Okay. So
okay.
That's Bill, and then Campbell, and then Alex. Yes.
Okay, my turn.
Yes, but let me finish responding to Kathy. I think she's right. She didn't say exactly what motion she was going to bring forth, but she did say she would bring one on that issue that we were discussing. So I'm gonna put that at the end of unfinished business.
Thank you.
And Kathy, is there any objection? That's my ruling on that, point of order.
Yes.
Is there any objection to that? Campbell.
Yes. I think that, you know, if notice gets to be so general and vague, then anybody and everybody can just say, oh, there's something that I would like to talk about at the next meeting. And Kathy mentioned herself that she just drafted this today. Interest in doing something, I don't think really qualifies as notice of this, and you know, whereby people can know what they're being prepared, what's going to be taking place at a meeting, and be prepared to address it. So I really think that it would be improper to bring, you know, to take this as part of the agenda this evening.
Sean, for this deck,
point of order.
Just a moment. we have a stack full of points of order.
Add me to the stack of points of order, Richard.
And add Sean to the stack to speak on Campbell's point.
Not a motion.
Just a moment.
Well, didn't put me on the stack to talk to about the point of order.
So, Campbell, you're essentially you're arguing against what I was saying, which is that her stated intention is not sufficient. It's not specific enough. It doesn't give people enough chance to think about it beforehand, and therefore it falls within the letter of the bylaws, which is it requires 7 days' notice, because the spirit of the bylaws is that that's to provide no surprises. That's to allow people to see the motions before they.
That's not in the bylaws.
Richard, I'm going to say the same thing to you. If you want the floor, ask for it. Do not interject.
Point of order.
Do you agree to that?
Agree to what?
Do you agree to not ask for the not simply to interject?
I'm trying not to, George, but I'm asking for a point of order because that's wrong information that y'all are talking about.
Yeah, that's fine. There are 4 points of order in front of you, and you're on the list after Bill, Alex, and Bill and Alex, and then Richard. Bill, go ahead. Your point of order,
Mr. Chair.
Okay. Yes.
Can I provide some information from Robert's Rules of Order? On page 116, it states, a requirement of previous notice means that announcement that the motion will be introduced indicating its exact content as described below must be included in the call of the meeting.
Okay, thank you. Bill.
Okay, 2 points to my point of order. First, Articles 6, Section 4 of the bylaws, under notice, it says... The notice shall specify the purpose of the meeting. Okay, and so that's like Campbell's saying, it's not acceptable for our current bylaws to add something else in that wasn't in the notice. And the other part I was going to mention is I don't think anybody's intending to this, but the effect of this is dilatory because we're not going to get to this today anyway. We need to vote on the bylaws amendments, and this open session is scheduled to end in less than an hour, in about 50 minutes. So we're just wasting time right now.
That's not a point of order.
Alex.
Sure, yeah.
Richard, I just asked you to not do that.
Talking to myself, George.
No, you're not. You're talking into the entire group, and you know
it. Well, forgive me. Forgive me.
George, could you please not shout? Thank you.
Alex? 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 Alex is muted. Richard?
Okay, that motion point that Bill made is disputed. It doesn't say agenda. It says notice. And, Bill, you know that's been disputed for ever since these meetings started. It's what we decide to do, and it's what we do that's important. I asked that Kathy's motion be put on unfinished business because I remember her saying that, because she was saying it at the same meeting where my motion came out of. I understand her anxiety about it, and I don't know if this is the exact same anxiety as mine, but I don't want it to just languish. I don't want mine to just let the clock run out on it. I want it to be considered, and I want it passed.
Okay. Is there anyone else who wants to speak to the question of whether it's appropriate to put this on the agenda?
Sean.
Yes, Sean.
Okay. What you're talking about on page 2, 16, 17, is about notice for a meeting, not for an agenda, okay? And you can bring a notice to bring a motion can be made in the previous meeting, which is what Kathy did. She doesn't have to lay it out. It's similar to bringing a notice for a motion to reconsider. You have to make it in the meeting before. This is what Kathy did. She said she gave us the subject matter. She doesn't have to give us the complete thing. She told everybody. She put us on notice. She was bringing this motion. It should be placed on the agenda under unfinished business, and you are conflating, I'm afraid our dear friend Mr. Johnson is conflating agendas and motions, and that is in
point of order, Mr. Chair.
Campbell, I was going to ask you if you would respond to that.
Yes. The passage on page 116 states, a requirement of previous notice means that announcement that the motion will be introduced indicating its exact content as described below must be included in the call of the meeting.
Yes, it's exact
at which
content
the motion will be brought up. Okay,
Excuse me? That's it.
Okay.
Rico, I'll see that from the grave.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Campbell.
Rico, I'd like to speak.
Yeah, Rico.
You know, Robert's rules is just for when we can't get along like adults and we have to go through something like that that specifies it out. I think we've wasted a hell of a lot more time just talking about this than just putting it on the agenda. I don't know, maybe those who object know what it's about, and that's why, and they object, or maybe they just want to follow a process that we know so that we don't have to have this discussion every time. But I think for tonight, and as time is ticking, the holidays are happening, we want to get something done, it might be better just to allow this to happen and put it on the agenda and move on with with the work we have tonight.
Well, that was my original instinct about this. But I am, however, persuaded by Campbell's reading of Robert's Rules and our own bylaws that, in fact, the 7 days notice means more than that you're going to bring something up, but it should be something specific that people can know what you're supposed to act on. So I'm going to reverse my previous ruling, and I'm going to say it can't go on the unfinished business agenda. And if you wish to, I presume someone will, wishes to appeal the decision of the chair, please do.
I'd like to appeal the ruling of the chair.
Second.
Okay, great. I don't know that we need any further discussion. If people want to, they can go ahead, but I'd like to just go take a vote on it, if that's possible. Mm-hmm. Is there any objection to voting on that? Okay, hearing none. Afia, are you here yet? No. Okay. So, Sean O'Brien.
Sean.
A yes vote.
Upholds the chair.
Upholds the chair, and a no vote doesn't. Okay, Sean, so yes or no?
No.
Summer. Rico. Rico?
No.
Bill?
Yes.
Alberto?
I'm passing.
Richard?
No.
Kathy?
No.
Jennifer?
No.
Alex?
No.
Alonzo?
No.
Campbell?
Yes.
Kimmery? Marcel? Okay, so I have...
WBAI.
Forgot Berkeley.
Forgot Berkeley. Oh, that's right. That's the first one. Sharam, are you here?
Yes, I'm there.
Oh, you are here. Yes, how do you look?
Yes. No.
Okay, no. Tracy, how do you vote?
I'm voting no.
Andrea, are you here? Joe? Andrea?
No.
Okay. So I get 10 to 2.
Alberto passed.
Oh,
Alberto
passed. How do you vote?
Oh, I'm going to abstain on this one.
Okay. 10 to 2, so the chair's ruling is not sustained. Therefore, we will put. Would you read the motion, please, and also send us an email with it, Kathy?
Why was that 10 to 2, George?
That's what I counted.
Did you vote even out yes?
I didn't vote one way or the other.
The only vote yes was Bill Crozier.
Campbell Johnson also
Campbell.
Voted yes.
Campbell,
okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry, Campbell. Gotcha. My apology.
And I voted yes. I was just on mute. It's Marcel.
What's that?
Oh, sorry, Marcel. We didn't hear you. So the vote was actually 10-3 with one abstention. In any case, Kathy, would you read the motion?
Yes. It's motion to disqualify from membership and participation in Pacifica Governance is the name of it.
Yes, and the substance?
Be it resolved that any person or member of the Pacifica Foundation that acts with malice and or violence or levies threats, verbal or physical, against Pacifica staff or members of the LSB or PMB should be disqualified from membership and participation in Pacifica Governance. Further, any person or member of the Pacifica Foundation that acts to limit or undermine the fundraising and or function of the Pacifica Foundation and its radio stations and broadcast licenses should be disqualified from membership and participation in Pacifica Governance, and that any person or member of the Pacifica Foundation that acts to undermine, counterbalance, destroy, or limit the Pacifica bylaws should be disqualified from membership and participation in Pacifica Governance.
Okay.
That's the full
George, I had a separate order.
Yes. Oh, Alex, yes, you were muted, I guess. We didn't get to you before. What was it?
My point of order is I see no reason why the opinion from our legal counsel needs to be an executive session. Most of the time we have legal opinions in executive session because some person or persons are named or we are exposing ourselves to possible retaliation in a business sense or something like that. I don't believe there is anything of that nature in the legal opinion we might get on this. It's simply a legal opinion on a matter of law, on a principle.
Okay.
In an attempt to clarify the bylaws. So I would like to see the legal opinion addressed in an open session.
Well, I don't think that Ricardo is here. He said he would be here about 8:30. And so I can't ask his opinion on it. My opinion of it is that the motion, as Kathy read, raises all kinds of legal liabilities for us in terms of whether it does or doesn't conflict with our bylaws. It could put us in jeopardy for lawsuits for people who were denied membership. I think it's very, very much something that needs to be in executive session if that's to be fully discussed. So that's my ruling on that point of order.
Mr. Chair, another point on the agenda.
Yes.
This is Richard. I would like to move that my motion from the table be put right after Kathy's because it's related to the same kind of thing and it came out of the same meeting.
Second.
Okay. I will do that. Okay, any other changes to the agenda? Okay, hearing none. I don't believe we have any minutes to Thea not being here, and I didn't see any in the email, so we have nothing to approve. I have been skipping acknowledgments. It hasn't been intentional, but I have been skipping them. We now have a period of acknowledgments for anybody in the foundation that you would like to acknowledge for a service to the foundation or anything else that you think needs and warrants acknowledgement?
I would like to acknowledge, if that's appropriate, sir.
Yes, anyone.
I would like to acknowledge all the IGMs who have worked so hard, 4 out of 5 of our stations, to keep us going. While it seems we go through a very long and protracted GM search process, and I would like to thank all of them who hung in there and tried to do the right thing and keep this foundation going. And I do hope that RED makes some quick and decisive selections so that we can get that small eye away from all those GMs.
Four.
Anyone else?
Four.
Richard.
Rico.
Four.
Enrico. Who's saying four? I don't quite.
Alberto is saying four.
Four IGM.
Four IGM.
Okay.
I'm sorry. If I said five, I stand corrected. Thank you, Alberto. I meant
yes,
four,
sir.
Not five.
Yes. Okay, this is Richard. I agree with what Sean said about we're looking forward to getting all those GMs made permanent this year. The recognition I wanted to give was to our executive director and our CFO for stepping into the breach at KPFA and speaking truth to power. Thank you.
Okay, Rico?
I'd like to give acknowledgement to Bill, the chair of Personnel Committee. He has worked very diligently and without complaint. And I also like to give acknowledgement to all those who are constantly on top of our finances. For me, that's something that's just a real headache, and I take my hat off to you guys who are constantly giving that the attention that it needs.
Anyone else? Yes, I'd like to acknowledge the National Election Supervisor and the five election supervisors for, I think for the first time, I may be wrong about that, providing really comprehensive reports about what happened in this last election cycle. We greatly appreciate it. I think it'll be very useful in terms of thinking about what to do next. I also appreciate the effectiveness of the website that was put up, which has all the information. It was easy to get the elections after the fact. I thought that was an excellent job. Anybody else?
Point of information? Where were those excellent reports? I've never seen or heard of any of them.
They were mailed to all the PNB.
Nope.
Is that not the case?
That is not the case.
Just a moment, let me check.
Not the case.
I've never got one.
This is Bill. I could clarify.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, actually, I thought they were, too, and then when I look back, they weren't. And I sent a note to the election committee today. I've uploaded most of them, and I'll finish getting all of them to the elections Google group. I sent a note out to the election committee about that. And so anyway, they're available there.
That's not good enough.
Yeah, that's not good enough. I was going to say, point of personal privilege, I'd like them sent to every member.
I'll just forward this right now to the Pacifica National Board, and it will get to everybody.
It's about 20 megabytes worth of stuff, I think.
Thank you.
There's a lot of files there.
Well, it may or may not come through, but I'll try it anyway.
Okay.
And I'm just curious if I could be recognized.
Yes, good.
I'm just curious how they could put together reports before they talk to anybody at the local station. To my understanding, and I've been talking to people at KPFK for the election for over a month now, nobody's ever told me of anything or anybody being asked about the election. So I'm curious how reports were put together when there seems to be no research involved.
Well, you'll have them in a few minutes, and you can read how they're put together. There's considerable detail in them about processes going on throughout the period that this was happening. So I'm not sure who they didn't talk to, but clearly they were talking to some people, at least, because there it is.
Mr. Chair, I'm wrong. Are we saying that there are one-sided reports then?
No, we're not saying that. I'm saying go take a look at the reports before you make a judgment that they were somehow uninformed.
I will be doing that.
I think we're probably out of time. I didn't actually ask for a timekeeper. Campbell, would you do that again?
Okay. I haven't been keeping thus far.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I'll
pull
my timepiece out.
Let's see. The next item on the agenda is the bylaws amendments approvals. The bylaws amendments are all at the end of the agenda. We are obliged to vote on them one way or the other. What I'd like to do is to bring them up one at a time and just... They've been out there for quite some time. I doubt that there'll be much change in opinion about them. To take one for and one against if there's any discussion of them. Is that acceptable? We have about eight of them to go through.
Yes.
Okay. Hearing no objection. We have 25 minutes for that. Hopefully, we won't need it all. The first one is the... change to the bylaws that it would allow us to, in fact, introduce. There are several pieces to it that would allow us to introduce a motion in the meeting without 7 days' notice, with the approval of a majority of the board. It would also reduce the amount of days that we're supposed to be announcing these meetings on the air, and it would make explicit the practice that I've been using anyway, which is that motions from committee will not need to be 7 days in advance. They'll always be able to on the floor. So that's the those are the changes. The changes in the existing text are there under it's Article 6, Section 4. Is there any objection to that change?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Okay, so what this is a PNB vote,
right.
And not looking at what the LSB did. Is
that's
that correct?
Correct. As far as I know, there are only two LSBs who have voted so far.
Correct.
I haven't heard from New York whether they're going to vote or not. I'd ask them to do that.
And WPFW voted that one down.
They did vote it down.
Correct.
Okay. In any case, we need to take a vote on it. Is there any objection to it?
Yeah, but Mr. Chair, it's not necessarily an objection, but the copy that I have got, I can only read about three-quarters of it. It's cut off the page. Would you be so kind as just to read the full motion? Because it's literally cut about a third of it off the page.
And it's not in the next page?
And I'm talking lengthwise.
Yeah, mine is like that, too.
What you mean.
Yeah, the margins.
Yeah, and I've been trying to fix it, and I just can't figure out how to do it.
It's the same way with me. Just a minute, I'll bring up the website.
Well, Tracy, I
Chair,
can tell you guys how to fix it in Word, if that's helpful.
Point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Yes, if people can get it from your... email of November 17th at 8:17 a.m.
Oh, good. Thank you.
All of them are there.
Okay. This is a point of clarification in Word. Do you want to hear it? It's very easy to fix.
This is, I did paste it into Word. Yeah, how do you fix it?
Okay. You go down to Format, Paragraph. If you highlight the text in question, you go to indentation, right side, and you just move it up to about 0.4, 0.5, 0.6. It will fix it. And then you click. Done.
I know that sounds easy, but...
Okay, so one way or the other, either go to November 17th...
Okay, I'm just saying.
Thank you, Tracy.
So you go to the paragraph...
PicasPacifica.org.
Or you can go to PicasPacifica.org. It's right on the front page.
It's right after the emails that go back and forth.
Well, Mr. Chair, did you say November 17th?
Campbell did.
Yes.
Do we have a time on that?
8:17 a.m.
Oh, okay, thank you. 8:17 a.m.
Hold on.
Now, there are a couple of back and forths on that stream, but if you keep going down, you'll get the...
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Are these the 10 bylaw amendments that we voted on at our LSB?
Yes.
In the same order?
In the same order.
Okay.
So I should add the KPFT LSB passed this one. Do we need to... has everyone got it where they can see it? Is there any problem with that yet, still? Okay, hearing none. Is there any objection to this first... bylaw change?
Yes.
George, I'm sorry. I didn't get there yet. I'm looking at the website. Pacifica, okay, bylaws amendments.
Campbell, what's your objection?
Voting against it, there are several points. No mention of regular meetings is made in the proposed amendment. It only requires 7-day notice, and then it's subject to a majority. It can change agendas at a moment, and this can be a problematic situation. Thirdly, no telephone contact is required in terms of the amendment, so we didn't approve it, and I don't approve it.
Anyone want to speak for it?
Let's take a vote on it, sir.
I have a question.
Does anyone want to speak for it? What's your point of information?
Bill?
Is this an effort in futility due to the fact that two stations are not going to be meeting? It doesn't look like KPFK is going to pull it together to get a meeting. So that means those two are down. And if Washington, D.C. already voted it down, isn't it a dead motion?
It may be a dead motion. However, what the bylaws require is that we vote on them. It's possible that KPFK will get it together, and it's possible that New York will get it together.
Point of information,
know.
George.
Our responsibility is to do what the bylaws ask us to do.
George, I have a point of information.
Yes?
WBI will not be meeting to consider the bylaws before the end of November. The scheduling was not possible.
This is dead, then. All of it's dead.
And they're all dead.
They're all dead.
And they're all dead.
Yep.
We don't know that for sure,
again,
folks.
Again, please.
There's still another week.
I can tell you that KPFK
again, please
is
don't
not going to be meeting.
Again, please don't take the floor without asking for it.
Sorry. Recognized? Richard, add me to the stack, please.
Sean to the stack.
The stack is about whether to vote on this, or the stack is about whether you want to approve this or not.
Campbell to the stack, then.
And you've already spoken against it. Bill wanted to speak
very quickly.
Bill, would you like to speak for it? Go ahead.
Well, speak in favor of it. I think it's a good idea. It'll resolve some of the problems we were just talking about earlier by making it still requiring notice, but making the notice more reasonable and realistic. It's really, really hard to do what we need to do according to the notice requirements in the bylaws right now.
Okay. Let's take a vote on this. All in favor? We can't do it that way.
I think I asked to be on the stack.
We had agreed earlier to take one for and one against.
Oh, had we agreed to that?
I didn't hear that. There was no objection to that,
and there was no objection. Yeah, well, you were breaking up, George.
Please, Sean. You don't
George,
have to
I'm trying to tell you that all I'm trying to tell you, I'm not arguing with you. I'm saying that did not come across because you broke up.
All right. I'm going to put it to you all. My sense is it's our responsibility to uphold what the bylaws say. The listeners have problems with the bylaws. They want to see changes in the bylaws. We have a procedure for doing it. We have six people who supported this on this board who said these things should come before us for a vote. That the LSBs don't take responsibility for having a motion for getting themselves together to take a vote on it, doesn't excuse us from taking responsibility for that. So I would like to move forward with this discussion of these things and vote on them in the, with the procedure that I suggested, which is a short discussion, one for and one against, and we'll take a vote. However, I'm going to put that up to you all, and so I'm going to rule that that's what we're doing, and if you want to not do that, make some other motion now.
Well,
can I raise a point of order, Mr. Chair?
Yes, good.
Yes, if I had been acquainted that I was only going to have one bite at the apple and everything, I would have acted on it. But as Sean indicated, your voice must have broken up at that time because I was not clear that that was the case, and I would have, you know, just pointed.
Instead of speaking in summary fashion,
I would have explained explicitly what the objections were that we had.
Wow.
I take the point, and that's why I'm putting it up to the board. If someone wants to make a motion to do something else, please.
I'm sorry, Rico.
Sorry, is that Rico?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rico.
I'd like to move that we allow up to two people to speak for and against, unless only one person speaks, and then it'll be equal, then we don't need another two people for. And I also would like to move that that since Sean and Campbell were unaware, that we allow Campbell to speak again.
Okay, so you're saying two 1 minute back and forth. Is that right, Rico?
Yeah, unless only one person wants to speak, then we just
okay. So
one that one.
Correct, Rico?
George, this is Tracy. I had asked to be on the stack earlier. I'd like to make a motion as well.
So Rico, I gather, is making a motion. So is there a second for that?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to Rico's motion? Okay. Hearing none, that's the way we'll do it. Tracy,
it may not be popular, but I'm going to go ahead and make a substitute motion that since three of the five LSBs have stated they will not be voting.
That isn't the case. That is the case. I'm sorry. Sean, how many times do I have to ask you not to do that?
Well, you know what?
Can I finish speaking for once, Sean?
And why are you making
if you let me finish speaking, Sean, you might hear it. Would you please stop taking the floor when you do not have access to it? Thank you.
I would like the floor as soon as
possible. I have requested.
I'm the one that actually has the floor.
Yes, thank you, Tracy.
That is correct. Finish making your motion, then I'll speak to it.
Yeah, the motion can be rebutted, that's fine, but it is based on my current understanding, which is as follows. Since three of the five LSBs have stated that they are not going to vote on these bylaws amendments by the end of December, I am suggesting that the PNB is therefore free of its obligation to discuss further these bylaws amendments, and I am making a motion that we drop this item and move forward.
Second.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes, go ahead.
Tracy said December, and she needs to correct it to November.
I do.
Sorry. I don't have from the chairs of those boards that they are not, in fact, going to meet. I have from John Cromshaw that he's going to attempt to make a meeting. And I haven't heard back from Mitchell. So my feeling is that we do not have that the statement that they that may be the case that they may not meet.
George,
I don't have the responsible. Let me finish speaking, please. I don't have the responsible people telling me that no, we are not going to meet. So I on that basis, I would say we still have the responsibility.
Sure,
however, Alex first. Alex.
Okay. At WBAI, we have a separate officer for the Delegates Assembly, separate from the local station board. I happen to be the chair of the Delegates Assembly, and there will not be... It is the Delegates Assembly that votes on bylaws, and we will not be scheduling a meeting before the end of November.
Okay. At least KPFK.
Yeah, Sean for the stack. Sean, for the stack?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about what's going on here. Yeah, we're considering Tracy's motion, which is to not consider anything further. Sean.
Yes, we just got a quorum, I guess we'll call it a quorum email, and to see about a delegates convention. Of the six people that answered it, it was 5-1-4, and the rest didn't answer. I do not think that there is any chance of KPFK pulling off a meeting before the 30th. I'll send you the email.
Let me say again that the responsible party in this is the chair of the LSB.
What?
Unless there's somebody there, as there is in York.
WBA.
So my feeling is that until we hear from him that it isn't going to happen, that it's still a possibility, and that we are not relieved of our responsibility.
Mr. Chair, this is Richard. I was on the SEC.
Go ahead, Richard.
Way back when. That's right, Alberto. I was on the stack a long time ago.
Come on.
You heard me. I agree totally with what George is saying. We do not have the freedom to dismiss this duty, even though it does look a little silly. But we ought to go on and get this done, and get it done quickly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have you let your motion go forth?
I can't withdraw it. You've already seconded it.
Can't withdraw. It's property of the body. Is there anyone else that wants to speak to it? Who hasn't spoken already?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
This is Marcel. I'd like to speak to the motion.
Go ahead, Marcel.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Alberto, you did ask for it.
Just very quickly, I agree with Richard and his comment, and that's my statement.
Marcel, thank you.
I'm in favor of the motion. I mean, I understand that it's called for in bylaws, but I really think that it's a waste of the board's time right now. And I think that instead of being effective, we're becoming prisoners of process here. And that is not something I believe we should be doing. We should be doing what's effective and what is best for the board.
They're here.
And let me speak to that.
Okay.
Can you
understand, please, George?
I think that maintaining the integrity of the process of the board is a way of institutionalizing it in people's consciousness, in their awareness, in the way they actually practice. My reading of the bylaws is that the LSBs were required to have this meeting, which they chose not to do. It does not excuse us from following the process, because, as I said, I already said why. I think to the extent that we don't follow it, it makes it easier for nobody to follow it. The other point I would like to make is that other people might want to hear what we actually thought about that at the next PMB session when these things, may or may not come up. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, you know, we can all talk about board responsibility. If we started talking about all the things that this board is responsible that doesn't do, we could probably write, a very thick book. The point is, if the board decides that it's futile to look at this, the board has that right to say, we have done our responsibility, we have looked at this, we now know it is futile to go any further, therefore we are going to alleviate ourselves of it in order to move on and do more effective work. That is an absolute right of this board, and that is the board fulfilling its responsibility. Thank you.
Can we go to a vote on this? Okay, hearing no objection. A yes vote on Tracy's motion suspends this further discussion. We'll move on to the next item agenda. A no vote means we'll go back to considering the bylaws amendment. We'll start with KPFT. Bill Crozier.
No.
Alberto Luera.
No.
Richard Uzzell.
No.
Kathy Davis.
Pass.
Kathy? Jennifer Jaber.
Pass.
Oh, sorry. Pass.
Pass.
Okay. Two passes. Alex Steinberg.
Pass.
Alonzo Brown. Alonzo? We'll come back. Campbell Johnson.
I'll pass.
Kimry Orendorff. Marcel.
Yes.
Let's see. Shiram Agamir.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Andrea Turner. Joseph Wanzala.
Abstain.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Summer Reese. Rico Ross.
Point of information. A no means that we will continue with the...
yes, with the bylaw.
Okay. No.
Let's see. Where are we? This is the abstention. So, let's see. Who abstained?
Passed.
You mean? Passed. Yeah, sorry. Passed.
George, this is Jim Bennett. I'm on the call.
Oh, Jim, do you know what we're voting on?
Yes. I've been listening for a while.
How do you vote?
I abstain.
Okay. I'm sorry, I've lost track of the abstentions. So, Campbell, I remember your abstention.
Yeah,
Kathy Davis passed.
I'll vote no.
Okay. Kathy, you passed?
I'm going to vote yes.
Jennifer, you passed?
Abstain.
Alex, you passed.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, so it's 5-5. The motion fails. Let's continue with the procedure that was outlined by Rico.